I think it's record. Yes, it's recording.
There it is. Okay.
Yeah. So, hey, hello. Again, thank you for joining me, Dr. Brazil. Dr. Brazil, it's hard for me. But Dr. Brazil is the Writing Center Director at the College of Worcester. And so, Dr. Alicia, I'm really eager to hear of your experiences in the past at U of L when you were a Writing Center consultant. And this is going to help us better understand U of L's Writing Center. And so thank you.
You're welcome. Happy to help.
So my first question is, when did you work at the Writing Center?
I should have been prepared for this because I should have known the dates. And now I'm like, good grief. I don't remember the dates. Let me see. It would have been around 2000. Oh, I can't answer this. About 2005. When I started 2005, 2006, and then I returned and worked as an assistant director when I was a PhD student.
Okay, great. So are you saying that right after you got done with the MA, you immediately went into the PhD program?
I had one gap year, then I went to the PhD program.
Okay, so then what did you do with that one gap year? Like, what was that?
Yeah, so the truth was, when I was a master's student at U of L initially, I thought that I was still maybe going to go on to a PhD in literature instead of continuing on in rhetoric and composition. Despite the fact that I loved writing centers, I was kind of looking at it as a way to kind of keep those things together. So the gap year was me figuring out that actually I wanted to stay in rhetoric and composition because I wanted to continue teaching writing, maybe kind of keep writing centers as part of something that I would do. So I actually stayed in Louisville and taught composition for a year. I had kind of a full load of classes and then applied to the PhD program and started in again.
So did you teach at one of the local public high schools or?
At University of Louisville. So I taught like the Comp 101 and 102 classes there.
Oh, man. Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, I started a temporary adjunct. It was great.
And it was like right on board to PhD.
Exactly.
So, I mean, I think that's a great segue. So then for your PhD, it seems like, okay, you have that gap year to kind of get clarification about if you want to go with literature or rec comp. And rec comp seems to be the direction that you wanted to go in. And so how was your experiences, I guess, well, how do you feel like that kind of shaped your direction for where you're at now?
Well, I think really it was me figuring out what I wanted to do. Well, because I love literature. And so I think that was part of what was pulling me in the literature direction. It's just something, I'm a big time reader. So for me, I think, and the Writing Center helped me figure this out, but teaching helped me figure it out as well. Although those things I see as kind of connected. For me, it was kind of realizing that teaching, working with writers was what I really wanted to do, kind of with my professional career. And that it wasn't so much the literary degree, but the rhetoric and composition degree that was going to allow me the freedom to do that. This has maybe a little bit less to do with writing centers, but it's also true that what I love about rhetoric and composition is I feel like in other academic disciplines, people get siloed or silo themselves a little bit into really specific areas. And I feel like in rhetoric and composition, maybe to a more greater degree than other academic disciplines, scholars kind of move about a little bit and can kind of explore different areas, you know, maybe get involved in writing centers for a while and then do some stuff with rhetoric and then maybe teach some other class. So I liked the diversity of it, I guess.
Okay. Nice. Sweet. Yeah, I know on my end, I am someone who's really interested in literature. And right now, I can't lie, for rec comp, it's just not, I do not want to go in that direction. But I can say definitely from even my experiences in the Writing Center, it's definitely made me more, it's just been really a joy to be able to help students progress in their writing.
Yeah.
I think that's just like, you can't beat that.
No, that's the best part of writing centers.
So then my next question would be, what was the structure of the program at the time? Like, what was that kind of like? And since you did your MA and your PhD at U of L, you were kind of there for your whole education experience for grad degree.
Yeah. So when I came into U of L as a master's student, the Writing Center was directed by Carol Mattingly at that point. And I think the structure is similar to what it is now in that it was staffed primarily or entirely by master's students working part-time, especially in their first year. And then, as I said, Carol Mattingly was the director. And so it was really, in fact, for me as a graduate student, that was like the perfect environment to step into at the beginning, because, you know, I had the mentorship of this scholar that was already in the discipline and running the Writing Center. I had this sort of experience of being able to work with writers, but also, you know, you probably have this a little bit less now with the pandemic and having to be remote, but it was great to also be sort of working together with and studying together with other graduate students who were also kind of finding their legs as teachers. And then when I came back in my PhD and was one of the assistant directors, that was, again, I suspect the structure is still similar now at that point. We didn't have Bronwyn yet as the director, but Carol had left. And so that was really cool as a sort of, I guess, more upper level graduate student to now get like that sense of like trying to like learn how to give a little bit of leadership to the incoming master's students, kind of within that Writing Center structure.
Oh, so you're saying like before Dr. Bronwyn came, there was kind of like, was it kind of like a gap period?
Yeah, there was an interim there.
Okay. So how that's an interesting thing. I was looking at someone else's interview and I don't think they had that experience. So I think that's an interesting experience. So how do you feel like that kind of, I mean, maybe shaped your leadership skills as a AD, you know?
Yeah. So, well, one of the things was when I was an AD, I was actually mostly or partly in charge. At that time we had four ADs, if I'm not, I feel like pandemic has affected everyone's brain. I'm like, oh goodness, I could be wrong. I believe there was four of us ADs and two of us were kind of in charge of the virtual Writing Center, which at that time, I don't know about now, was there was a connection to the Delphi, what at the time was called the Delphi Center, but it was the virtual Writing Center was still very much run in the Writing Center itself. Of course, you're all virtual now. Sorry, I forgot where this question started. Oh, what was it like in terms of leadership? So part of what defined it for me was this was entirely new to me because one thing that I had never experienced as a master's student originally in the Writing Center was quite frankly, I didn't work virtually at all. So it was kind of like a brand new thing. Not only was I trying to lead, I was trying to figure out like what in the heck a virtual Writing Center looks like, which in hindsight was really good preparation. I'm glad that I had that. Little did I know that was coming down the line later. But of course, there was four of us, so it was kind of shared. I think what I liked most about it, like I said, was both learning something new, that there was something concrete to learn, not just about leadership, but about really kind of running a program. In that sense, I'm really glad that I was one of the Virtual Writing Center ADs because it gave me a little bit more freedom since I don't want to say we were fully in charge because of course there's a director there too, but we had some freedom to design new things. In fact, we kind of designed a new form for the e-tutoring asynchronous appointments. And we had the ability to make some changes in a way that maybe wouldn't have been possible in the physical Writing Center, just because that's a pretty established practice. Probably not going to change that up too much. So that was nice. It was nice to be able to really kind of implement even really small changes and kind of be a leader that way. But really, I feel like it was just kind of like finding my legs in terms of talking with and getting to know the master's consultants. Actually, and partly too, it was kind of a lesson in realizing how much I had learned back when I was a master's student and hadn't realized until I started talking with all of them. Not that they weren't amazing, but just in terms of like passing on, like, oh yeah, that's right. I remember that happened to me too. This is what I discovered.
Kind of like passing the torch.
Exactly. That was really rambling. Sorry.
No, it wasn't. No, we want to hear what you have to say. Yeah. Whatever you say is valuable. So you don't have to worry. So then, at that time, how were y'all trained to kind of approach, I So let's track back. So when you're an MA student, how are you kind of trained to approach appointments when you're with Dr. you said Camely or Kay?
Mattingly.
Mattingly.
Carol Mattingly, yeah.
So how did she kind of, I guess, shape how you approach the Writing Center when it comes to consultations?
Yeah, so in a way for me, the waters had already been muddied a little bit, and because I was a Writing Center consultant as an undergraduate student. So Carol was very helpful to me in terms of helping me rethink my practice. But I couldn't tell you exactly what all of her sort of advice or style was in terms of setting up a practice, because I was coming in with such a preconceived notion of this is what is like a session looks like already. So I kind of got a little bit of a blank there. I will say this, it felt her particular sort of style and advice felt very similar to me from what I'd experienced as an undergraduate, which maybe is why I sort of I was like, oh, yeah, this is just more of the same. What I feel like she really helped me with is, well, actually something that she made us do that scared the crap out of me is she made us video record our appointments. and, you know, watch them and kind of pay attention to what we did, and then like watch them with like our other like MA student like partners, and, you know, kind of like be really honest with one another. And I remember one of her philosophies as a Writing Center director was that she would still, okay, and I've never seen another director do this. I've only myself done it a few times. She would like maybe at least every week have a Writing Center appointment herself so that she really felt like she was staying like in the thick of it and like still practicing herself as a consultant. So she really kind of could talk to us from that place of still continuing to practice, not just someone who was just directing. And so I think that partly for her kind of fueled this, like, you need to stay honest with yourself and kind of keep practicing and reevaluating your own practices. Even if it is so awkward to watch yourself on video camera with another student. But yeah, so I think what I really got out of her is that this kind of important idea of really constantly like paying attention to what you're doing and like reevaluating that as like a continuous process. Like no matter how long you've been doing it, you can still like learn something new about yourself. You can still try new things. And she really modeled that herself. And I have to say, I now implement that in my own Writing Center. We do once a semester or once a year, not right now. We got enough stress right now, but usually we do once a year. So I have them record sessions, and it's super awkward, but most of them get over it. And you learn some things.
I feel like it makes you more confident.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But definitely humble too, if you have other people looking at it.
Right.
So you're hyper aware of everything you're doing. So then my next question would be, so now you're at the College at Worcester.
Yeah.
Or College of Worcester, my bad.
College of Worcester, yes.
College of Worcester. So you're the Writing Center director, and you've been there, it seems, since, I believe, 2012, right?
Yeah, I came right out of, this was my first job right out of Louisville, so I came directly here.
Okay, so tell me about how that's been. Like now, you know, you have all that in your past, MA, PhD, and we're going to get to talk about your research. I've looked at some of your research. And just tell me about your experience now as a Writing Center director. You're the one with the, you're the team captain. You're the one everybody's looking to.
Yeah, which that was scary the first year coming into this. Although it was great in some respects, because our Writing Center is, well, rather like the Writing Center at University of Louisville, it's standalone. We're not we don't need to report to the English department, so we kind of exist on our own. Mm-hmm. A lot of Writing Centers, especially at smaller schools, there tends to be a really strong English department affiliation, which I think can sometimes be a good thing, but it meant that as someone new coming in, especially someone with a rhetoric and composition background, it was nice to kind of have the freedom to kind of define the space for myself. And as it happened when I came in, our center is a little bit, is actually, well, I was going to say a little bit different, but again, actually sort of similar to U of L in the sense that in addition to the director, we have a staff of some professional consultants who also kind of function as like ADs too. And then the undergraduate student consultants. But all of that professional staff was brand new as I came in too. So we kind of had no institutional memory, which was his own bad thing. But the good thing was we were all new together. And so there was kind of total freedom to kind of create this as we wanted. It was definitely a transition coming from such a large school to such a small school where everyone knows one another. Or most of us know most of us. But yeah, I think I was really glad that I had that experience at U of L being the AD and kind of working with the mentors that I had, just because when I came in, it was so nice to feel like, well, at least temporarily, like I knew what I was doing. I quickly learned when I made mistakes and should have known better, but it was nice to be able to kind of define for myself where our writing center was going to go.
Oh, that's helpful. Well, yeah, I mean, it just seems like you're able to craft that. You're able to begin crafting that memory at the College of Worcester. So I think that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
That's a big responsibility too. So I commend you for that. So I'm going to transition the interview a little. So your research, you know, so I went into the U of L library. I, you know, typed in my credentials and I was like, okay, I want to look for Dr. Alicia Brazeau's thesis or whatever work she may have done at her time at U of L. And so what I came across was your 2012 thesis. And this is essentially what it seemed like you were talking about. Your thesis was the literacy by subscription, writing instruction in turn of the century American periodicals. And then essentially your main argument that you had for it, you said that periodicals from in the late 19th and early 20th century America were pivotal artifacts, and how those periodicals not only illustrate a collection of literary practice and pedagogy, but they were also central in expanding understanding of people's engagement with questions of literacy and performing, and then the popular magazines kind of creating identities for the readers and writers, something like that. And so that was your thesis. And then you, after that, it seems in 2016, you with Southern Illinois University Press, you eventually had a book on that.
Yeah.
Tell me about that. Like, whoa.
Yeah, that was amazing. That was a scary moment too. Like submitting like your first, like, you know, like, going to a press and, you know, submitting a book. I mean, in this case, it wasn't so much a book idea, it was my thesis, but still submitting a book proposal, like, wow, I still remember how scary that was. But they were really great to work with. It's funny how much when I finished that thesis originally, it felt like done. I feel like this is a very writing center moment too, because it felt like as a writer, I felt like I'm done. And then I discovered that, you know, we rewrote so much. In fact, I think the conclusion became the new introduction or a new chapter in the beginning. So they were really great to work with, kind of not rejecting what I had, but like building on it. Yeah, it was a lot of work. It was a lot of fun. I am not sure if I ever really want to do a book again. I think I'm more of an article or edited collection kind of gal.
It takes a lot.
It does. But it was really exciting too, because that was something I think as a master's student, and even actually, quite frankly, as a PhD student, like that was the thing, like professionally, that I was like, seemed like it would be the hardest to do, and I just wasn't sure that I would like be able to do that. So yeah, it was kind of a proud moment to kind of realize that yeah, I'm capable of doing this. But as I said, in large part due to the amazing editors at that. At Southern Illinois University Press, which yeah, kind of like working with good writing consultants, they can help you reimagine things.
So then, since you originally published it as your thesis before it eventually led to a book and other things, while you're doing your PhD, two questions: did you envision it ever being like published? I think that's one of the biggest things you see. And I'm starting to see as an MA student that they want you to get published. And that's kind of how you kind of get your name out there for other universities. But then also too, so that would be my first question. Did you ever envision that? And then next question being, do you feel like maybe since you already had those tools as a writing center consultant, that it helped you craft your thesis or kind of, I mean, maybe you used the writing center to help you out in regards to that. So those would be my two questions.
Yeah, so honestly, I didn't know. When I was initially started working on the project, partly it's just like tunnel vision, right? Like you got to get like the thesis itself done. So Carol Mattingly, who had been the director of the Writing Center when I was a master's student, was my advisor for my dissertation. So in that sense, there was always that really close kind of Writing Center connection. In fact, we had I know Bronwyn does this. If you go on to a PhD, you will probably find this as well. We had like a writing group, all of us who were Carol's advisees. And so that was kind of like our little like Writing Center group. In its own way, right? We'd all had that experience of being consultants before. But no, I did not know. I wondered if I was going to maybe break it up into separate articles. I knew that something of this size, I wanted to get it out there somehow. But I didn't know if I was going to do a book or if I was going to break up into articles. In fact, actually, I did end up doing an article based on part of it that I published with College English. So I started out kind of thinking, oh, I'm just going to be doing like articles on this before I had to work myself up to the book.
Okay. That makes sense. And so it still does have that somewhat of a writing center connection since you all had the writing group with Dr. Mattingly, but then also to, you know, all of us, I feel like that right now. I'm only doing my culminating project. That is nowhere near a thesis. But just to say, you do kind of have that tunnel vision. But right. I mean, it's a beautiful thing when the work, all that hard work and pain and tears come. And I mean, a book, like that's even better. Not a lot of people get that.
Yeah.
So then, and since you were focused on literacy, I'm continuing to see that you have this connection with retcon. Like it is just everywhere. So do you feel like since you had that retcon background, that was kind of, I mean, yeah, was it determinative in you writing about literacy? Like, I mean, you could have wrote about a lot of different topics. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So that, I guess that emerged slowly. As you're seeing, no doubt, like in your coursework, there's a lot of different paths you can take within rhetoric and composition. Some people go more like that strong classical rhetoric route. You know, there's all kinds of work you can do with pedagogy too. Literacy is kind of one sideline. Obviously like writing center scholarship as well. I think part of it, and maybe this was these literary leanings, I liked working with archives. So I kind of liked the historical bent of working with literacy. And I think that's probably what drew me to it first. I don't think I was ever going to do anything necessarily in maybe hardcore rhetoric. I'm a little bit more drawn to like pedagogy and more historical work. I sort of discovered that over time. But I love history. I love thinking about literacy. It just kind of emerged from something that I was just interested in.
Awesome. And so now at this point in your interview, you know, we talked about research, we talked about kind of background. Now we're going to kind of talk about teaching experience. And that would kind of probably, I mean, that would be the last of part of the interview. So I have a couple questions in regards to that. So it seems like you teach two courses at the College of Worcester. And my first question will be, you know, if you're teaching writing classes, how do you feel the Writing Center may have influenced your teaching for those classes at the College of Worcester?
The class that I'm teaching right now is, it's called Writing Pedagogy and Tutoring Methods. It's for students that are going to either be educators in English. So students in the ed program that are also English majors, a number of them take that or have to take it, and students who are going to work in the Writing Center. It was actually a course that I created. It was a change that I created when I came into the College of Worcester system. At the time, they had students who worked as writing consultants, and we only have undergrads, so it was undergraduate students. But they didn't require them to take any kind of like training course or learn any like writing pedagogy or like tutoring strategies, at least not in a formal way. So that was a change I made, is that students who were going to work in the Writing Center had to take the class. So for that course... which again, you know, I kind of really drew on what I had experienced at U of L, kind of taking some of those pedagogy courses and like working in the Writing Center, that course. It was really kind of modeled on that. So for that course, I sort of feel like the overlap is pretty obvious. It's all about Writing Centers and teaching writing, and it's great. But it's like Writing Centers, it's like Writing Center stuff everywhere. In terms of both what we do and what we're talking about, it's writing all the time. In terms of teaching writing, maybe especially like to first year students, we also do some studio classes for students in upper level writing courses. I would say probably two of the ways it's most influenced me is in the comments that I give to students on their essays. Both in terms of, you know, I'm always trying to like point them toward how they could like continue to develop something. You know, I think in writing centers, you know, we always try to like help writers see for themselves what's going on in their essay and like ask questions and get them thinking about it. This problem might drive my students nuts, but so in the margins, I don't do much in the way of corrections, kind of that old Writing Center style of like not editing for them. I ask a lot of questions, and I usually kind of put them to work kind of finding things for themselves a little bit. So I think in that respect, it's kind of influenced the way I respond or the feedback that I give to students. And I don't know if this is so much coming from my work as a Writing Center person or if it's also joined with everything I've learned in just kind of reading composition theory. You know, I love drafts, and I definitely force my students through multiple drafts and kind of incorporate that process into what we're doing always. And so I think that process that we kind of work with through with students in the Writing Center, I really embed that in the class. And I think probably part of that, a good part of that comes from having been a consultant.
I'll wait for that question. And so as you're teaching and doing your pedagogy in those two classes, what's kind of, everybody kind of has an end goal, like from the class. Some people are like, hey, I want someone to feel more confident with the tools of writing, or I want this person to feel like they can make a draft and not have to use me at all, or different things. What's kind of like your end goal with your students there for that?
Yes, especially for first year students. One of my goals is with writing, but I think generally too, is to help them get confident and comfortable with, quite frankly, seeking out help and resources and really kind of committing to that. In my first year students, we call it a growth mindset, but really kind of committing to that mindset that like, you know, like you do the shitty first drafts thing. Like you're always constantly kind of working at a problem, and you know, maybe not having it right the first time around is not the goal as a writer or as a learner. Like it's about kind of working through issues. So that kind of like revision mentality, like you're always kind of building, you're always getting stronger. For me, quite frankly, more than like learning any specific like writing style or like ability to produce any type of thing, kind of getting into that, having them kind of buy into that mindset or kind of understand that mindset is maybe one of the more important things for me. I always feel like I've succeeded. We have in our first year classes, they're capped at about 15, 16 students. And I always feel like my sign of success is the number of them that keep returning to the Writing Center in future semesters. Mm-hmm. And so if I get a handful that are continuously coming into the Writing Center, I'm like, all right, I've succeeded there.
Helpful. Yeah, and I like how you said that, like growth mindset. I guess maybe that's really the way to kind of sum it all up. Like Because I one class I did have was a Dr. Ollinger at U of L at the time you were there, Andrea Ollinger?
No.
No. Okay. Maybe she she might have came later. But I had a class with her for graduate writing in the disciplines and stuff like that. And just essentially we just kept working on writing until I was blue in the face. Like it was intense. But definitely from that experience I saw, wow, like really you're just kind of having to focus on the process. And so when you kind of love the process I'm not going to say I love the process. Well, no, actually I do. I do love the process now. But just to say, it seems like that growth mindset, when you're approaching it that way, like that's probably more fruitful for like future things. Yeah. So I need to take that for myself.
Trying to get it right the first time is what drives all writers mad.
So then these will be my two last questions, and then we will conclude. And so while you were at the Writing Center, did you have any other work you worked on, like maybe in the community or, I don't know, sometimes they have projects with, undergrads or creating resources. Did you have any experiences with that?
Not outside the Writing Center. I didn't have any additional projects really going. I mean, I do know one of the projects that we did in the Writing Center, kind of mini research projects, mine ended up serving me well later on. We kind of tracked it sounds really sort of like, well, it was objective. We tracked the usage in the Writing Center, kind of using like our intake data and everything. And we were looking at sort of basically in a loose way, kind of what was bringing students to the Writing Center and what we could kind of learn about that. It's been useful for me because one of the things I remember coming as an undergraduate student, one of my sort of preconceived notions was that it was really bad for professors or instructors to require their students to visit the Writing Center because, you know, sense like, oh, they're going to be forced to be there, kind of have no motivation, bad attitude. I think as consultants, we've seen this all the time, like a student that walks in is like, yeah, I had to come here, whatever. And I think that kind of shapes the way we think about it. And actually what we learned, at least in that really, you know, this really small thing, right, because we're just looking at the data over the course of a semester, is that actually that like didn't hold up in terms of like what the students reported in terms of like, if they'd had a good session and everything, like even if they were forced to be here by the professor, most of them actually, some of them even had more positive experiences than the ones who'd just shown up. And that shaped actually a lot of what I do now because we definitely actually encourage our professors to go ahead and require. So that was just kind of a little research thing we had going while we were there. Nothing else in terms of official side projects. I mean, I did, as it happens, I volunteered with the city's elementary schools. They had a program where you could go in and read with elementary students who were maybe like struggling a little bit with the reading. And it was really just kind of like story time for them to kind of help them like get like a better feeling, I guess, toward reading and stories. And so I did that a little bit while I was there. I kind of had a student that I met with weekly for a couple of years. And that was just really nice. Totally separate, obviously, from the writing is still kind of related to education, but that was really fun. It was sort of like the reading version of a writing center. You work one-on-one with one student and you just have a good time with stories and writing.
Okay, that makes sense. So I know even for me, I've been trying to get involved in, I think right now, the Portland Promise Center. It's more of an inner city program. And I think they have they'll have like a basketball court and they'll have time where they can like play games and different things like that. But then they have another section of the center centered off for just educational purposes. So you'll be working, it seems like, with students' homework or different things in regards to that. And so I think that is definitely valuable. And I'm glad you said that because I forgot all about that, and I want to push into that before I graduate. So,
yeah, no, it's nice to. I love working with college students, but it's nice to get in with the younger kids. It's I don't know, it's a different perspective.
Yeah, and then this is basically my last question. And so at the time when you're back in the writing center, what technology was available or used within the center? How was it used maybe for writing or as you're doing admin as an AD? Like, what was kind of y'all's relationship with technology?
Yeah, so I think, I don't know, like, what scheduling system you use now. And, like, the, we had, I think it was TutorTrack maybe that we used. Okay. That, like, a scheduling system, and it was, students came in. Actually, we had this, this now seems really kind of outdated, but we had, like, a little computer that students would sit at and, like, basically, like, enter themselves into the system that they've arrived for their appointment, and then often they would take a survey as they go out. Which, yes, now seems a little outdated to actually have, like, that computer station there. But at the time, at least, and I don't know if this is still true, we actually had, like a professional reception staff that really kind of, so it almost, I feel like the scheduling and, like, survey system for the students' experience was really kind of totally separate from us. And that the reception staff took care of it. But I remember that was kind of one of the primary, I think, at least technologies for tracking who was coming in, who was going out, and what was happening in the center. In the virtual writing center, I know our appointment system was, a lot of it was email-based for giving feedback, so it was pretty straightforward. And honestly, I could not tell you the name of whatever virtual platform we use to meet with students because I cannot remember it anymore.
It's okay. 2012, 2007, that's a...
I'm like, I don't remember the name of that. I do know, so now this is gonna feel old. We did have copiers because a lot of times we would copy students' essays, which just seems so weird to me now because everyone shows up with a laptop and you just share documents like virtually. So in that respect, I feel like we were like in that transition zone between like coming into like now where things I think are a little bit more streamlined and just sort of done on people's laptops or their phones.
All right, sweet. Yeah, and then we're at the end of the session. And so again, Dr. Brazier, like, thank you for joining. If you have anything else you feel like important that you want to say, this is definitely your time to say whatever you would like. And yeah, I mean, if you have anything else to say, definitely.
Yeah. Well, I mean, so just, I was thinking before I came into this interview, cause I was waiting for the question of like, what do you feel like you learned most working in the writing center? And I was trying to like think back to that time. And some of it I've already talked about, you know, kind of working with the director who kind of taught me how to kind of like rethink my own practices and kind of constantly investigate that. I actually also feel like one of the things that I learned a lot about working in the writing center that did help me a lot then as I was going on to teach, and I realized you kind of asked this already, but I didn't think about it in this way. I feel like teaching composition at U of L, it's great because you see all the incoming first year students, but at that point they're, you know, they're first year students. They kind of really don't know what discipline they're going to go into. One of the things that I felt like I really kind of got into working at the Writing Center, though, was all the different kinds of disciplines you would see students coming from. In fact, we worked with some of the students who were like, there was some sort of police officer training program that some of them were like officers. And we had students in the engineering program. For me, quite frankly, because I had gone to school for my own undergraduate at Grand Valley State University, we were on the coast of Lake Michigan there. At that time, there were not many or international students at all. And I felt like working in the U of L Writing Center, I got to meet and got to know a lot of international students. And so I felt like I got to learn about different disciplines and different writers and some different languages, even working in the Writing Center, that I hadn't ever been exposed to before. And I feel like that really helped me out when I went on to plan what I was going to do in the classroom, just because I had a better sense of the different goals that my students might have and different places they might be headed in terms of their writing and some of the different backgrounds they might can be coming from. And so that it was one of the rewarding things about working in the center. Everything was always new, but that you got to learn so many new things from the students you worked with. But it did also really, I think, help me become a better teacher later on.
Yeah, That's helpful. I remember initially for us, when I figured out we're going to have to work with PhD science students, those are probably the students I was most scared of. And I did not understand that discipline. But you're right. As you're working in the writing center, you get to come across all those different disciplines. You really learn how to navigate each well. And I definitely resonate with what you're saying. So, hey, I'm going to end the recording right here.
All right.
Real quick.